station. Good morning, Jackson. Steve Vasky.
And good morning to you guys. What's the on two?
We disable smoke detection lab note 2 for some vacuuming, please.
Lab note 2 will put in work. I'll give you a call. Station Houston 2, lab, and note 2, smoke detection is inhibited. Go for housekeeping.
Lab and note 2, thanks. Station Jackson 2, would you please re-enable smoke detection in a lab and node 2, disable smoke detection in the airlock, node 1 and node 3.
We will put all of that in work and I'll give you a call back.
Thanks, sir.
Station Houston 2, airlock node 1, node 3 are inhibited. Go for cleaning there, and we're still working on re-enabling lab and node 2.
Hey, thanks for that. Appreciate it.
And for your awareness, folks, lab and node 2 smoke detection is re-enabled.
Station, we're all set with vacuum. Would you please re-enable smoke detection in the airlock node 1, node 3, please?
We will put that at work and let you know when we're back in nominal config. Station Houston on 2, all smoke detectors are now re-enabled.
Hey, copy. Thank you, sir.
Houston, airlock on 2 for EVA trash bag.
Jessica, go ahead, don't you?
Yeah, I had one of my actions for the EVA was to switch out my trash bag, serial number 1005, which was discovered to have a small slit in it, for the only other extra remaining trash bag that still go for EVA, and that is 1016. I did find 1016, but unfortunately it has more holes in the same kind of area. It's like the susceptible area where the fabric mates to the metal lid. And it has a total of 3 holes, and they're bigger than the one hole on 1005. So I need to know what EVA would like me to do. I don't think that they wanted any of these to be go for EVA, but we don't have another one that is. I don't think that caps on tape or anything would actually hold on this fabric. But I did take a video and some pictures, and I will download those now, but I wanted to give you guys a heads up.
Okay, copy all. Understand that 1016 actually is potentially worse with 3 holes, and once we get your video and everything down, we will make sure the EVA folks are thinking about it and get you an answer as soon as possible.
Okay, sounds good. I will leave crew notes for them as well, but I'm just going to leave 1005, which seems to be the one that's in better shape, on my workstation for now, and then I'll wait for their words.
Yep, that sounds good to me, and we'll get you an answer as soon as we can. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Station on 2 for triple jump.
Jessica, go ahead on 2.
Hey, Scott, 2 things for you. Those videos that I mentioned for the tool config for EVA that are urgent for the team, those are on SFC6 in the videos for downlink folder. And then I have a question regarding the AMS capture block practice activity. It's an activity in prep for the triple jump EVA, and it is on task list. I have folder delta to retrieve a number 10 fastener, and there are 2 types of number 10 fasteners in this folder. There's a number 10-32 fastener and a number 10-24 fastener. They look to be pretty similar. My assumption is both might work for this. They're just different lengths. So I just wanted to see if there was a preference or requirement for which one to use.
Okay, copy the folder for the videos. We'll get those down as soon as possible, and then also copy your question for the AMS prep on the number 10, whether it should be a -32 or a -24. I'll get that answer for you as soon as I can.
All right, thanks very much.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and Triple Jump.
Head on 2.
Yes, to answer your question about the number 10 fastener, it is the number 10-32.
Copy the 32. Thanks for the quick answer.
You got it.
Station Sophie on 2.
Sophie, go ahead on 2.
I just wanted to give the information that I downlinked 2 videos on SSC17 for the airlock bag configuration and the view of PMA2 from Dragon. So the videos should be ready to downlink and view because they were taken with the iOS. And so if you want to pass them to the EDA teams.
So if we copy, we'll excited to see them, and we'll bring them down.
Thank you very much.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica at your convenience.
If you want to.
Hey, Jessica, in a non-EVA-related call, we were just dotting some I's, crossing some T's down here, and we noticed an error in your current weekend daily summary. Specifically, and I think you guys know this, the today's ADL section says we're currently in minus XVV, which is incorrect. We are, of course, flying in positive XVV. The reason I'm calling you is to you would potentially refer to that section in a Landrun shadowing warning case. So I wanted to make sure you guys knew that that was an error. We're actually going to push an update to the file, but just in case you had one open somewhere, we are flying in plus XVV.
Copy. Thanks for pointing that out. It has raised so many questions and much discussion since we all, of course, noted that when we read the daily summary. Just kidding. We didn't really notice it, but we do understand, and thank you for passing it on, plus XVV.
Copy all, and it's actually Ethos, Katie, who really probably doesn't care for flying plus X or minus X. She's the one that got it, so congrats to her.
Way to go, Ethos. Thank you.